Welcome to the Sacred Awakenings podcast. We are a community that supports spiritual exploration in order to awaken our greatest potential. Our Sunday gatherings are a time we set aside for ritual and ceremony as a community to enrich our own spiritual lives with the support of other open-hearted people. We have taken excerpts from our Sunday talks from various spiritual leaders to put here to make it easier for listening and re-listening. Enjoy our talk.
Hello. I must say I'm filled with such great gratitude that our beautiful, intelligent medicine woman, Deborah Ayers, has reached out to me and asked me to speak with this beautiful community. I've listened to many of the talks, and I am absolutely amazed at all the wonderful things that this family, this close-knit community brings to us as we do our journey on this earth. It always excites me when we can share our knowledge. And so I will say this, my talk is pretty much highlighting a little bit on things that everyone else has had more depth in. But my talk today is on mind, body, and spirit connection. And so the connection that we have, it's the following of the divine. You know that we're all created for a purpose. We're here with this beautiful startup of this beautiful energy. And as we go through our time on this earth, we become who we developed into. And so I'm here for the mind part to start with what we call a paradigm. And it's a person's frame of reference. And how do we get this frame of reference? Well, we all are brought into our family, or into whatever our beginning is. And that energy is what develops our brain. And as we know, through all of this wonderful intelligence that we've been speaking of in these community talks, is that, you know, 97% of our mind is in the subconscious and 3% is in the conscious. And so it's very difficult to stay in the conscious, because we would have to be awake and aware at all times and processing everything to our best desire. And so with that being said, most often we're being driven by our subconscious, and the subconscious is the paradigm. It is what we have picked up, the energies and all the things that we have picked up through the best of what our parents or the people that raise us or what our startup has been. And we know the first 7 years are extremely formative. And so with us being told this, we always have a tendency, after we do no longer need this paradigm, as children, we're pretty much have to stay in this paradigm because we're defenseless. We need that help. We need someone else to look out for us. But as we become adults, how does that serve us? How does our mind that was filled with only what the loved ones that we had could tell us, how does that serve us once we become adults and once we're on our journey to our purpose? So we have a tendency to continue to fall back to what is familiar. You know, people are in relationships that don't serve their highest good, their purpose. And the reason we keep falling back on that is it's the vibration in our subconscious that overrules everything. We fall back into what's comfortable, what we know. And whatever the chant is or whatever the vibration is, we all know from Deborah Ayers' conversation, words. Words have different vibrations. Our brain carries different vibrations. And so if we were told we weren't wanted, or we were told we were ugly, or, you know, things are happening like that, that vibration happens to be very, very low. And so if we really want to feel where our purpose goes, you know that our purpose would be granted to be a much higher vibration, something that soothes us, that gives us happiness, gives us joy, overcomes the challenges. that we fight with our self-esteem and how we view ourselves through life. And so how does this overall affect us, these vibrations? What do we do about it? How do we get where spirit would love us to be and where there's a waiting position for us to be in this high vibration? So when we're in our low vibration, when we're in our minds, and when we are developed as youth, there's a little bit that was brought to my attention with Marissa Peer. She has developed RTT, a rapid transformational therapy. She basically, through her studies, has somewhat brought up four categories, which make a lot of sense. When we come into the world, our chief concern is having love and acceptance, whether it be from our parents, whether it be from someone that has raised us, whoever it may be, that is our driving force, is this new infant that comes into the world. And so the identification is four different categories that we as children or in the family may pick up in search of that optimal love and affection. And the first one falls under the category of the need to be sick. Sickness many times will get us attention. The other one is to be the very bright and intelligent child. Bright and intelligent makes everyone around them look good. So the third one falls under a caregiver. And many of us in the healing world, we fall under the caregiver. You know, when you can care for someone that's not well, it gains attention and acceptance and love. And then there's the fourth category that many are left over with, and this is the rebel. This is where many of our addictions fall into place. We don't care if it's positive. We don't care if it's negative attention. It's what we feel and how we're developing our subconscious and the feedback that's happening in our world. We feel that is love and affection. And so these paradigms are developed, and that vibration of these four categories are something that start to become familiar for us. And so when it no longer serves us, we're not children striving and looking for parent acceptance, and it no longer serves us, how does it affect us? What happens to our body? As we know, our body has a vibration. Organs have a vibration. Studies have shown that there are different vibrations that resonate in different organs. I mean, if you look at the one that gets sick, you know, you can look at oversympathetic. You know, they get sick. Sometimes we feel sorry for ourselves, however we want to carry it. That feeds the stomach. And so intelligence, you know, it creates a fear of failure. What if we aren't successful or enough? We can fail. And this vibration carries into our organs that would be in the kidney. The paralyzed will, you know, things like that can carry over to a different form of weakness. The vibration is low. It's not being able to, the organ's not being able to serve the process it's meant to do. A caregiver may find resentment over time because caregivers have a tendency to give, 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 but we forget to receive. And so we're out of balance, and there's a state of exhaustion, and the vibration with exhaustion becomes very low. And when you lose the vibrant vibration, we begin to be ill. And resentment is gallbladder. Gallbladder can be things for us to process and digest again. And also when we fall into the words of rebel, rebel many times has a state of anger behind it, something that would affect our liver. And liver, the more toxic our liver is, the more we don't understand how difficult it is to control the word anger and that vibration. And so we have a tendency also to, when we're in the state of illness, this body is ill, the digestive tract must happen and work and function properly. What goes in does need to come out. And if we have a backup anywhere in our digestive tract, it creates a body illness. And then thus we back up, our lymphatics can be filled. The lymphatics are things that drain these toxicities. And all of a sudden the vibration in the lymphatics slow down. And there's a big part of that behind cancers, and especially breast cancers, where lymphatics are under the arms. And when they're sluggish and they don't work, we create a toxic, poisonous state in our body. And so when we think about it, when our body is not well, we start to fight our mind again, because we start to be in a fight or flight state. We tend to have a reactionary point where we could be in simple conversation and something is a trigger and we react. And we all know what a reaction creates when we're all in that same state. It creates a counter reaction, which continues to build in this word of stress and fear and all these words that come with it. So what is stress? Why do we use the word stress? Stress is something that we've allowed our low vibration to stay debilitated with. Stress is many times we worry about things that never come. Many times we're worried about all these things that could happen. Well, we all know that the universe gives us what we send. So if we're giving something of fear and worry and we send it, our vibration that returns to us is something that is going to be most likely in the same place. So how do we beat this? How do we get past reaction? How do we get past our sickness? How do we care and love for ourselves? And how do we become an adult and get rid of the paradigm that only was beneficial during childhood when we relied and depended on others? How can we become better? Where do we get to the spirit? How do we get the vibration of love, of self-love? So this is where the work comes in. Our brain has the capability, our conscious, our 3% has the capability of recognizing and choosing to stop the reactions, stop the breakdown, stop the low vibrations, stop the sickness. We don't need others to be okay with us. We need spirit. We only are here for our purpose of love, to help others, to give of ourselves and be balanced and receive back. So now we switch from this brain, this mind. Brain is different, but the mind is where we have the power. And so when we recognize words, you know, we come up with this paradigm and we've developed these statements and these words. And the thing that we have to understand is our brain does not understand sarcasm. Sarcasm for the way that we condone the behaviors that we have when we're trying to please others. It only knows what it tells, what you tell it. It only knows factual words. If you giggle and you say, yeah, that's my extra role for later, you know, things like that, the brain just says, oh, you need an extra role for later. Well, let me see what I can do for you. I can get you an extra role for later. So this is what we need to recognize. Even if we have to tape ourselves in a day where we listen to what comes out of our voice, many times we don't hear it because it's just a paradigm. It's just easily comes out because it's familiar. It just gives us comfort. When we grow, when we look to be in our purpose, when we look for spirit to carry us to this beautiful high vibration, we need to take the time to get quiet, to listen, to block out the outside world, block out anything that's chanting to you from the outside world, and get into the inside. Listen. See what we're saying. See what our words are saying. We have to consciously, that means 3% of the time that we're working, we need to consciously change what is coming out to be only high vibration words, beautiful, healing, things that make our hearts beat, things that give us joy. And when we do this, if we want to reset this mind, we have to understand energy. Energy is always, always coming and going. It's always a transition. It's never a empty and a full. It always shifts. And so if we want to take something that is in the negative vibration and we want to empty out some space in our subconscious, we need to recognize it and we need to take it out. We need to remove it. And then the minute it's removed, we must fill it back in with what vibration we want, with love. I am made beautiful. I am made of spirit, of God, of a purpose that's awaiting me. So with us doing that, we have to hold that vibration. Very difficult because 97% of our brain is always in the old. Well, we have to get uncomfortable. We have to get to the new. We have to get to where we're going, which means every day we have to create the behavior, the habit of bringing up that vibration, making your picture, dreaming, pretending we already have something, living something, doing something, feeling something that feeds our soul. Yes, it does take a little bit of energy, but we can do it. And a paradigm may show up, but you have to recognize it immediately. And you have to tell your brain, it no longer serves me. I no longer need this. And fill it, push it away, and be instantly ready to fill it with what you need for your healing, for your vibration, for your faith. It is in the conscious. That is when we know we are working and doing what we are meant to do to move forward and enjoy our journey, live our purpose. So we must hold that vibration. So if we are finding that we're having a difficult time doing that, make it be more visual. Put everything that's holding you back, everything that has what we work as an excuse, make it on paper. Put it on paper and do its final, final day with you. Burn it. Never look back. Never receive it. Never accept it. Just be done. It serves you not. And continue putting a picture, do a vision board, do whatever it is to keep your vibration at where you're going and hold it. So I once had a beautiful vacation when I was very young, and I still stick to this. I had a beautiful vacation and I got to go to Jamaica, and I was maybe 20 years old. And of course, life was struggling. Everything was making everyone happy. I was still in the mode of sacrificing myself, making everyone happy. And we were having some problems and things weren't working out. And this beautiful, beautiful soul came up to me and he put a smile on his face. He says, young lady, he says, there are no problems. There are only situations. And it held strong for me because our journey is just situations with opportunity. Situations to grow. It's so exciting when a situation now comes upon me because it lets me reflect. It lets me get quiet. It lets me listen to what this situation is preparing me for. Knowledge. Sometimes they're very challenging, and it's knowledge. It's knowledge for what is waiting us, what is awaiting us, and what we get through gives us a greater level of thought, no reaction, thought, and inner reflection. And so with us doing this, there's going to be some baggage that you're going to recognize when we start talking about this. And we must look at this. This is one of the biggest challenges ever in our spirit world, and with God looking over us, and it's that unconditional love. What do we need to do to get the weight off our shoulders? How are we going to get rid of the stress that is creating us mental and physical illness? It starts with some very beautiful, very challenging situations. One being forgiveness. Whether it be forgiving yourself or forgiving others. Remember, we're all at a different level of understanding, of learning, of our vibration. Where is our vibration when we had our behavior that maybe wasn't positive for others, wasn't positive for ourselves? But it is okay to do that final forgiveness. Forgive us for being human. Forgive our sins. We're granted that forgiveness. We're granted love. Whoever it is that you need to find forgiveness with, you must figure out how to change that vibration. Put it on paper, burn it, be done. It does not serve us. It keeps us in a situation that we can't receive our spirit healing, our spirit purpose, and why we're on this beautiful, beautiful journey. If everything came easy, we wouldn't be anywhere. We would not serve our purpose. And last and least, we must send love, love to self, love to anyone and everyone around us. Love the ones that no one else feels they can love. Love them. Send them love. Love heals. So today, I would like to take this next phase to do our meditation. Remember, our story, our topic, our very surface is starting with the mind, recognizing how the mind affects the body, and recognizing how the body can be limited, a limitation if we don't heal this first so that we can be prepared for the spirit world, the high vibrations, the purpose that we're waiting for. So let us close our eyes. I want us to start by practicing the balance of receiving and giving. So let us take a breath. Feel your lungs fill and recognize the receiving. Let your breath out and love the giving as we do this with balance. As you block out the outside world and you focus on your center, focus on spirit, focus on the beautiful heart that we've been given, I want you to recognize what is keeping you from that peaceful love, that peaceful feeling of getting up with joy, spending your day sharing your gifts and going to bed with a peaceful heart. Do you need to forgive someone? Do you need to forgive yourself? No, it's granted. Who is it that stands in your way of the joy that awaits you? Who is it that you feel has given you harm? Open your heart. Send them love. It's not for us to fix, rectify, make right. That is not what we're here for. We are here solely to connect ourselves with Spirit, with God, with His love, and with His vision of how we're going to fit into the wheels of this journey on earth. So treat yourself today and send love to the ones that most likely need the love the most, the ones that hurt us the greatest. And finally, send yourself the greatest gift of God's love, of Spirit's love. Fill your heart knowing that there is something greater than we are out there just waiting to show us our journey, our purpose. But we have to do our part. And number one is forgive and love ourselves. When we love ourselves, that vibration continues to surround us. And it's a pay it forward. There might be only one of us, but as a family, as a community, the power in which we have to send love is immeasurable, infinity, when we work together. May you all find your peace and purpose. Amen.
Thank you for finding us and tuning in to the message today. Please visit our website at sacredawakenings.org. May every day bring you sacred awakenings.